Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are and when you're listening to this particular boom. I don't participate in the, audio mo where you're supposed to, like, do one every day. Why? I'm not that interesting, and I couldn't think of something to say every day. But there have been a couple people who... they say I haven't posted in a while, which I haven't. Although I did post one a little while ago anyway. But there have been also other people who say they like my rants. Even though they may not agree with them, they like them. So I've got a rant for you today. Some of you may call it petty. But it's still a rant of mine. Ow. No, that wasn't it, May.
That's my rant, damn it.
That's her rant. My rant for today is Swarm, and not the app itself, but people who misuse it. I don't know if misuse is the right word I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's the right word.
Misuse, cheat, maybe. For those of you who don't know what Swarm is, real briefly, it's a way you can check into things. If you have friends who you follow and they follow you back, they can see where you are, where you are. And you can earn coins, badges, different things like that. Now, here's why I say misuse, and here's why I say cheat. First of all, there's going to be some of you out there who say, well, Jerry, you don't go anywhere several days in a row, but yet you check into the same place once every day. Okay, I do. But the difference is I'm there. True, I didn't go anywhere for a whole 24 hours, but I am at where I check in. And I do that to get my points for the day, which if I'm the mayor of the place I'm checking into, I get 5. If I'm not, I get 2. Where I say people misuse it and abuse it are the people who they aren't going to the place, but yet... let's say they're going to, I don't know, I'll use here as an example just because I know things here. Let's say I was going to Subway. But while I'm going to Subway, I pass U.S. Bank. So I'm going to check into U.S. Bank. And let's say I take a different route home and I go past Verizon. So I'm going to check into Verizon. I pass Jitters, so I'm going to check into Jitters. Am I stopping at those places? No, I'm just passing them. But there are people out there who, even though they're not going to these places, because they're passing them, they still check into them. This, in my opinion, is wrong. And I'm going to say why. Because this is the whole coin and badge aspect of it. When you're checking into places, let's say you go to Subway every day, but... again, let's say you pass U.S. Bank, so therefore you check into it every day. You could steal the mayorship and constantly earn more points checking into U.S. Bank even though you're not going there. Now, where I think this is abusing it and whatnot, here's where the cheating aspect comes in. Obviously, one of the things is, you know, let's see where you rank with your friends on the leaderboards. If you've got at least one, if not a couple, people who do this in your friends list, you're never going to make it to number one in your area, in your friends circle, as it were. Why? Because there are a couple people who do this on a regular basis. So therefore, it's like, why even bother? Now, at the end of the day, for me, I do it just so my friends can see where I'm at. But I do like the whole point aspect of it. You know, May and I will sometimes, there's a place, you know, where we might be the mayor of one of us is. So there are times we'll share it. We'll, you know, I'll let her check in first for a while so that then she can become the mayor. And then we'll trade off, you know. But where it gets abused is people who are checking into these places that they're not even going to. They may even be the mayor of these places. And if they check into them let's say each day, let's say for 7 days, they check into that those places, even though they're not going to them, they check into them. That's 5 points per day per place, or 5 coins, I should say. And it's the coins that get you higher up on the leaderboards. So I'm not saying anyone specific because, you know, well, quite frankly, I can't prove it. But if you're following me and I'm following you and you're doing this and you know you're doing it, either A, knock it off, or B, unfollow me. Because damn it, you're not making it fair for everybody. If you think I'm targeting you, well, first of all, you got a guilty conscience. But like I said, if you know you're doing it, either knock it off or quit following me. Let's make it fair for everybody. Because if I've got, let's say, 3 people that I follow who do this, and I'm not saying I do, but I'm just saying, let's say I do, I'm never, ever going to make it to any higher than number 4. Why? Because 3 people are abusing and cheating, you know, in the game, as it were. There's my rant for today. Some of you may call it petty. And if you do, well, that's your choice. You know, it's your opinion. You're entitled to it. But I'm also entitled to mine. Have fun, everybody.